Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Post-Familial Stress Disorder. This is Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is somewhere around here, I think.
I'm right here, as it turns out. Haven't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, I've got a kind of a theme tonight, and I'll follow that up with white guys doing soulful covers of Umbrella, Hey Ya, and Baby Got Back. And then close out with Tupac Shakur's California Love, so we can all remember that black people do this better than white people do.
That and so many other things.
Playing in sports.
How you been?
I have been good. We've had for the past week and a half, we've had my parents here, which only started to go south in the past couple of days. And we finally ran out of not arguing about religion juice. Apparently not arguing about religion juice is Bartles and James margarita-flavored wine coolers, which my parents now drink.
Really?
But once we were out of those, yeah, started going south. Then my mother-in-law showed up, and you know, it's weird. It's like, we love all of you, but we're so tired of having other people in our house.
Including the baby.
Yeah, they took the baby with them. We decided it was for the best.
Well, I mean, they do a better job anyway.
Yeah. What's up with you?
Nothing. There was a Valentine's Day party at the pretentious artist's house.
That's the picture of the giant all-seeing, all-peeing eye.
Yeah, hey, that ceiling that was fucked up in the bathroom for forever, he fixed it.
He fixed it himself?
Yeah.
Did they figure out what was causing it so it won't just do it again?
I don't know. It was just a single piece of drywall came loose from the rafter, and then it came loose a little bit, and then it hung there for 2 years. So, I don't know. I have to imagine it'll be fine. I think I convinced him to tile the shower like a crossword puzzle.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
He's not done with it yet. It's all mudded and smooth and flat. They got rid of the wallpaper with the like hunting dogs running through tall grass.
Yeah, I noted that with glee.
I was sad about that. He kept it.
You need to keep the border that was made of dog collar.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I went out to a fancy dinner with my wife for Valentine's / anniversary.
Hmm.
They're so close together. It's like those poor saps that are born on Christmas.
Yeah, and I feel like we're probably going to give Oliver some kind of half birthday party, you know, kind of a couple of gifts or something, because he is going to get slightly shafted even being born on the January 14th.
Mm-hmm. I found out that the pretentious artist's mother had two children on Christmas and the remainder of her children on Easter.
Huh.
Yeah.
When do you have to screw to have a kid on Christmas?
I don't know. That's 9 months before Christmas. St. Patrick's Day?
Easter? I don't know. Probably not.
Isn't St. Patrick's Day like about 9 months before Christmas?
Just about.
Which is why so many Irish babies are born on Christmas.
Yeah. No, they're actually born on Christmas.
Green babies.
Yeah. That's the phenomenon.
Yeah, I should have thought about this ahead of time. I'd have better stories to tell.
Our Valentine's Day, we went out for sushi. Because sushi is kind of our tradition, but it's usually sushi on the floor in our bedroom, followed by sex. But this time it was sushi in a restaurant with my mother-in-law and the baby. And it was not at all followed up by sex involving any of those people. I actually can't have sex yet. We haven't gotten the okay.
I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, I think that you did.
I guess our listeners did, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I enjoy thinking about stuff like that. Have you lost the baby weight yet?
No, I haven't. She's probably going to lose hers before I lose mine.
Did you actually gain any baby weight?
I have, yeah.
Oh, really? I was just kidding. Was it just sympathetic? Or was...
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Did you start eating for three because you didn't want to seem like a pussy?
Well, part of it is that she was eating more, and I would kind of eat whenever she ate, that kind of thing. But
I see.
And now she's eating more, so I'm eating more, but she's breastfeeding. And breastfeeding burns 500 calories a session.
You should try that, yeah. That's a... So, I guess there's been some game stuff that people will talk about. Where are the announcements? I don't remember anything. I spent a good long stretch last night, out of nowhere, going through all the effects in preparation for the whole showing what effects do in the pop-up thing.
Mm-hmm.
That took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. There are 600 fucking effects in this game. It's like adding an effect every 3 days for the entire time we've been doing this.
Which we don't, but we do tend to add things and add 20 effects at once.
Yeah. It's weird that we average, like, more than an item a day.
True.
It's weird to think about. It doesn't seem like we add an item every day, and we don't. It's just that sometimes we do Spooky Raven and Riff adds 100 items.
Right.
I saw Coraline.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
I liked it.
Did you see it in 3D or 2D?
I did see it in 3D. I'm not going to go on record as saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread or anything. You know, I'm not as in love with it as some people that I've talked to about it. But it was, as much as I don't want it to be, it was better than Mirror Mask by a pretty wide margin.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I think that the only changes he made in the story were to make it more cinematic, and that made me happy.
I don't remember much. I really don't remember anything about the story.
The ending was completely different. That bugged me just a little bit, having the best friend save her instead of her getting to do it.
I see. But there was the ghost children, and she had to find their eyes, and there was the mouse circus and everything?
Yeah.
In the book? Wow. I didn't actually read it.
The whole burlesque show and the dog theater and everything. The only... The YB character wasn't in the book at all. So a lot of the book is Coraline wandering around talking to herself.
She
works better on the page than in real life. And it made me happy. I want to see it in 2D, though, because I can't see 3D perfectly. My eyes are a little bit lazy, so I... Like, scenes where there wasn't a lot of movement looked awesome. But then a lot of the scenes where something's, like, scurrying across the screen, I could just barely see the animation.
Yeah, everything's kind of flickering. Everything sort of has that, like, flash animation thing where, like, when it moves, it's obviously leaving, like, a black wake behind it.
Oh. So I'd like to see it in 2D just to appreciate the animation more.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it looks cool. Awesome. I like the sort of nods to modern, you know, the fact that they had cell phones and like it was interesting that he was using a 30-year-old computer.
I like what they did with the other mother going full bore with the needle and thread and the doll thing. In the book, there's no explanation why the whole button eye thing. That whole thing about the dolls being how the other mother picks her victim, and that's why the button eyes, that was fresh for the movie, and that kind of made that make more sense instead of just being creepy, which it was super creepy, but still.
I felt like there were times when there was a little more exposition than I wanted. And I understand that it was in the interest of brevity, you know, it wasn't like bad, but it was just, like, you know, she's in the room with those ghosts for 10 seconds, and in that 10 seconds, you get 20 times as much story as in any other 10 seconds of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
you know, she's, like, not asking him any questions or, like, figuring anything out, and it's not really showing you anything. It's just they explain this whole thing in, like, a single speech.
Yeah. In the book, she's a lot more... I mean, the things that they took away, the scenes they took away for the movie, make her less self-reliant and intelligent than she is in the book. So, but I think, like, if you've read the book, then you know she's self-reliant and intelligent, and then you can watch the movie and enjoy it. It's a good companion piece, I think. And it was just cool. The things that he changed to bring it visually, like the insect furniture, that's something that's not in the book that he brought. And the nighttime garden, which that scene was just freaking cool. I'm wondering if somebody's going to build a praying mantis digger machine, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to buy it.
You need to do some gardening. Child murder.
I need to do some gardening at night.
Just my work. Where did we get? Missing Number says, absolutely less than three of the software glitch. I enjoyed the software glitch, too. Josh the Maniac says, how come there's no limoncello in the game? There's some limoncello that's about ready to be consumed in my bar. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pint jars of it. But we tried some before we actually set it up with the sugar to mellow, and it was pretty fucking tasty.
Nice.
And we found these, like, lemonade bottles. There's some kind of, like, lemonade that they sell that comes in good-sized bottles that have the, like, Grolsch mechanism on top of them.
Is that carbonated?
Yeah. I don't know what the story is. It's something hot stuff found, but you need to get a funnel, pour the limoncello into those. So that'll be pretty cool, and they're sealable, but don't have, like, screw caps. Because nothing fancy comes in a screw cap, and I made this shit so it's fancy.
If we add a limoncello to the game, it'll be a musical instrument, most likely.
Yes, indeed. If this stuff turns out, I'm going to have to make some more just to use all of the lemons. I have so many lemons. Come up with more things to do with my lemons.
Because you've made lemonade, and you've made limoncello.
Yeah, made margarita mix.
The musical group Atmosphere would say, when life gives you lemons, paint that shit gold.
Would they?
Yeah.
Is that really what they would say?
Yeah, their new album is, when life gives you lemons, paint that shit gold.
Oh.
Not that that makes any sense, but it doesn't look like anybody's picked up on that pop culture reference yet.
Which one's that?
In the Slugs, the liquor Slugs, the lead singer of Atmosphere is Slug, so all of the Slug drinks have Atmosphere lyrics in them.
No, I didn't know that. I've never even heard of that band.
Oh, you'd like them. They're Optimus Rhyme, but less... Optimus Rhyme with different subject matter, I guess. So, like, live hip-hop outfit. You'd like it, though, because he's a white guy.
Are you saying that I only like white guys?
I'm saying that you're probably more inclined to like a rap act than has a white MC.
What are you trying to say about me?
I'm trying to say that you have the same taste in rap that I do.
I like Coolio.
That's true.
But I guess that just proves the point.
I like Kanye West. That's what annoys me about like the blog stuff white people like. Because I'm like, you know, I'm not a racist. I like Kanye West. And it's like, all white guys like Kanye West and find him non-threatening. Well, damn it.
He's kind of like the Tracy Morgan of hip-hop.
Yeah. He does have a fast car.
Just looks friendly.
And I have no idea whether... Kanye West is a man or a woman, so that's a lot like Tracy Morgan. Wait, not Tracy Morgan,
Tracy Chapman?
Chapman, yeah. Tracy Morgan and Tracy Chapman should start a band together.
With Michelle Ndege Ocello?
Yeah.
I don't remember if Michelle Ndege Ocello is a man or a woman.
You should make some Michelle Ndege Ocello next.
I should. I don't know. I've heard that those are harder to scrape all of the outer skin off of. We could, there's many ways to make cat cello, though.
Yeah. I want to talk about cat zest.
We should try zest soap.
Just add some zest. Diagnosis? Zest?
Severus said, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of it, but in the They Might Be Giants wiki, there's an article about all the references KOL makes to the band. That's funny.
I read that probably has more there's an article about half of the references that our game makes to the band.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
They're going to do their due diligence, for God's sake. I can't.
Tiny Plastic Gleave says, I'm level 31. I should be able to run away from anything in the level 12 quest. Please take a look at the runaway mechanic. Huh. That does make sense. Actually, I don't know. Depends on what your stats are, I guess. I guess if you outstat everything by 100 and they have, if your base stat outstats them by 100 and they have initiative scores in the normal range, which I can't think that they don't. I don't think that they can't. I do think that they do. Yeah, maybe there's something wrong. I shall take a look. You know, I found out, and I mean, I probably knew this once when I coded it this way in the first place, I had forgotten that initiative was based on your base stat instead of your buffed stat. Hmm. And I don't know if that's just because I, you know, saw the future, and in the future I wanted plus initiative stuff to be meaningful, you know, not like plus hit point stuff where you can get the same effect just by having extra muscle or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to put that that note from Gleebs in this here thing here. I need to finish, I think I'll do this tomorrow, I need to finish up the writing for the Hobo Multi-Boozer Gluttonous Green Ghost Multi-Feeder script. Ooh. Because that'll let people do their stunts without having to spend hours and hours and hours running scripts to feed their ghosts shit one at a time. Yairia says, RSS feed? You're moving up in the world. When will you be broadcasting on AM? We only ever broadcast in the PM.
Yeah. Well, nobody's getting up that early.
Fallonu says, so when will you make love songs singable to others the way troll carols are? I don't know about that. You know, I understand that. I kind of felt like it was a little creepy.
Huh. Yeah, I guess being able to, some of those being able to sing them to people would be a little problematic.
But that's also just not the kind of item it was.
Huh. I kind of thought while I was putting it together that that's what we were going to do with them.
But, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with that not being the case, considering the way some of the lyrics came out.
Those are pretty forward.
I do like some of
the... I mean, it's no cleansing the taint.
Yeah. My favorite set of those is for the Icy Revenge song, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
it's fun to write country songs.
Yeah, just combining words and... combining, like, gerunds and nouns. You know, I killed your swan and poisoned your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I actually know how all of those songs go. They all have tunes and stuff.
So, oh, yeah?
If anybody wants to put them down and sing them and everything, just let me know and I'll tell you how they go.
You should record them.
Yeah. No.
Or you should get your guitar and do it on the radio tomorrow.
No, I'm not doing my Tuesday show these days.
Oh, you're not?
No, for the first quarter, while Jess is still home.
I see.
But once she goes back to work, then I'll have the baby, be able to put him in his little playpen down here and do the show.
Are you going to get one of those wind-up baby lobbers that keeps them busy and happy just at the turn of a crank? Do they make those anymore?
The swings?
Like, auto swings?
Yeah, they're... Although they're not clockwork anymore, which makes me sad.
Wow, they're like electric?
Yeah. They're on batteries. Shit. That's the last thing we need to buy or trade in, some of the hideous baby clothes that people have got us in, and trade those for a swing.
Gosh, what an ingrate.
I know. Actually, I got some noise from both my parents and in-laws from our taste in baby clothes. I'm like, what? This thing is cute. And he's like, what? This has a whole bunch of random crap on it, like a giant puppy and polka dots and like a lace collar and an I Love Mommy and adorably off-center script, and then the feet are two giant puppy dogs. I'm like, I'm not putting my baby in this shit. And they're like, well, God forbid he look like a baby. It's like, I don't want him to look like a baby. I don't want him to look like an asshole.
Did you actually say that to your mom?
No. I had to say, well, you know, some people have different aesthetic tastes, and what I want for him is just simple stuff. He's a cute kid. I don't need to put him in all sorts of... I don't need to pile on all sorts of cuteness on top of that. You know?
Just give him a Teletubby costume. That'd be adorable.
He's going to be a lobster for Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Just because there is a baby lobster costume, and it's adorable.
You already have a tanning bed.
Yeah. And you can take the picture of the kid in the lobster costume in a pot on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. That's right up there with having the kid dressed as Yoda in the backpack carrier.
Right. You should put a giant apple in the kid's mouth.
Just dress him as a suckling pig. Just strip him to the diaper and put fake tan on him. And an apple in his mouth.
Tie his back legs, legs like a turkey. Lee Popsicle 1 says, I had a dream that Asymmetric went bankrupt due to the economy. I was sad. But yay, you're still here. Is Asymmetric holding up in these crazy economic times? Yeah, we're doing fine.
People seem to still have $10 to give us.
Yeah.
And lots of them do, so that's good.
Everything that I'm seeing is like, you know, the money that people spend on video games and entertainment, especially like entertainment at home, is like the last money that they stop spending.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, you know? It's... I feel like Budweiser's probably doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, and booze. The liquor stores are doing fine.
I don't know about bars, though. Most people drink at home when the economy's bad. I had always heard that bars were relatively recession-proof. These bars kind of go under all the time, anyway.
I haven't been in a bar in a while, but when we went to the liquor store, they indicated that they were doing just fine. Yeah, it turns out taking a baby into a liquor store is even more fun than taking a 9-month pregnant woman into a liquor store.
That's funny. You should take the baby to a strip club.
We were talking about that, wondering if that would be tacky or not.
You'd get so much attention from the strippers, but it wouldn't be the right kind of attention.
Yeah.
Play Havoc says, can you talk more about the 1,000 monsters, one boss idea? Maybe it should be 2 knobgoblin girls and 1 large giant cup to destroy, and it would do sleaze damage. Yeah, that's what we need, is a bunch of 2 girls, 1 cup references. Do we have any?
One of them could give birth to a lobster. Not a lobster, an octopus.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That was horrifying.
One of the Onion stories this week is Japan apologizes for making weird, disgusting porn that makes everyone puke.
Hmm.
He said, we had no idea that people weren't aroused by seeing a man stick his penis into a goat's intestines. We're confused and horrified and sorry.
Every once in a while, I go to the Onion, and then I'm just like, ugh, and I run away, screaming.
I pretty regularly go to the AV Club.
Yeah.
Because theirs was one of the few total site revamps that is actually, it actually improved your ability to tell when they updated stuff.
Mm. See, like, when they redid something awful, I just left and never came back.
Yeah, sometimes I'll pop in for Photoshop Friday, if I can find it.
Yeah, that's the fucking problem. Like, so I'll go in there, I'll look Photoshop Friday, and then it's like, I'll spend the 30 clicks that it takes to get through an entire Photoshop Friday through all the ad views, and then be like, okay, well, I have like 6 months worth to look at because I haven't been to this website in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I really wonder if there won't, at some point soon, just be, like, a resurgence in, like, simple web pages, you know?
Yeah.
Just a web page with some information on it. I don't even really care if there are ads, you know? Like, I will never put ads on anything that I make if I can avoid it. Yeah. You know, if it's possible for me to do it without advertising on it, I will. But I don't, like, I don't care that, like, Penny Arcade had ads on it, you know? Like, everything is just so fucking busy. Penny Arcade is actually pretty good. You know, there's one block with text in it, so you know, oh, this is what I'm supposed to read.
Right.
The top menu is a little bit, it's a little larger than I think it needs to be, but, like, there's a handful of links that I never go to, and, yeah.
I actually put Adblock Plus on Firefox, and that is just amazing.
Yeah.
Because I got tired of seeing the I lost 15 pounds of stomach fat with one rule, obey.
God damn it.
So as soon as I put the Adblock Plus thing and you select a subscription file, and it just blocks everything, Google ads and banner ads and everything. So it's like I can steal from all of my favorite websites.
Yeah. I looked at that, the one secret, and it's some, like, it's just, it seems like some bullshit. Like, it's like drink a bunch of acai berry juice, and then do some kind of colon cleanse that cleans out all of the goo that collects in your intestine all the time. Yeah. And so you lose a bunch of weight.
Anything that talks about cleansing your body of toxins is basically crap.
Yeah.
Because,
like, your ear candling.
Your kidneys and your liver clear your body of toxins, and anything that makes it through there, you're not going to be cleansing out.
And your kidneys, when they're doing it, they take all of those toxins and form them into convenient razor sharp stones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I cleansed my colon once, and I'm sure I lost some weight. It was all water and, you know, not like, there was not a goddamn thing in there. So I know that if I were to do this, lose 15 inches of stomach fat or whatever, anything that came out, I would know that that was a bunch of, you know, stuff that built up in the last year or so.
Yeah.
Because I saw that shit and it was empty. It's weird.
So me talking about not having sex with my wife.
Yes. Yes.
You talking about what comes out of your ass when you put a bunch of water up there?
Yeah. It wasn't. I didn't put a bunch of water up there. What are you talking about, man? I just took pills.
Oh, I see. You didn't drink a bunch of lemon juice and molasses.
I knew a guy who did that. He did some weird, like, you know, like 10-day fast or something, and then drank nothing but lemon juice and molasses. He lost some weight and then gained it all back.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, but one of those, it's called the Master Cleanse, and there are books and websites and all the shit about it. And the scientific review is basically this assumes that molasses has magic properties. Right. And they say molasses and not just sugar, because molasses sounds more like down home and magical. Mm-hmm. It's like basically it's enough calories to keep you alive. With the sugar. And then the lemon juice irritates your colon and gives you diarrhea.
Huh.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I just used the saline laxative. Little bottles. Made some salty-ass Gatorade.
Mmm, delicious.
That was delicious. It's kind of warm, too. Warm, salty Gatorade.
I think I'm going to retroactively retitle this show 10 Dozen Minutes of Warm, Salty Gatorade.
All right. I don't know. I would kind of rather think about the stuff that comes out of my ass than the sort of, like, I have to imagine that it looks like a war zone after a woman has a baby.
Nah.
Not
during,
so bad.
During, yes. After, not so much.
Huh. That just is hard for me to believe. That seems like magic, but, like, evil, dark magic. Fungi says, you camp the chocolate box? Well, not without a verb. And how is the less than three shaped box bigger than the three shaped box but holds less? It isn't bigger. The scale is all off. Linguini Lad says, so what are Riff's and Hot Stuff's real names? Since we know Jix and Scully's, I think it's only fair. Well, that's like saying, hey, can I have a dollar? Like, oh, now that you've given me a dollar, it's only fair for you to give me another dollar. That's not only fair at all. You don't have any idea what fair means. You're like a teenage girl.
You're like some guy who shows up at a grocery store and expects there to be
a Ferris wheel.
Riff's real
Ted
name
the Red
is
says,
Riff. I'm gonna go ahead and spill the beans that Riff's real name is Riff.
That's the truth.
Is that the name on his driver's license now?
No, it's not. It's not his real name.
That's the name that everyone
calls. It's what he goes by. It's what he has gone by in real life for 20 years now. So.
Is Hot Stuff funny about his real name getting out?
I don't think so. I think everybody knows it. We fuck up so much of the time, you know,
yeah.
on the radio. But, yeah.
There's an extraneous up in your last sentence.
Yeah, never gets funny. The jokes about me and Hot Stuff being gay. Unless you were talking about me and you, that's always funny. Because
I wouldn't fuck you with your dick.
Oh,
of course, the perfect comeback to that is I would.
Yeah. I wouldn't fuck you with yours, but that's only because yours wouldn't reach.
Oh. What?
A deadhead says, how do you pronounce omphaloskepsis? Jasmine. I wish that I knew where this came from. I think that the girl that I dated that was really into the Grateful Dead and fish had some kind of fish newsletter. And there was like a frequently asked questions list in every fish newsletter. And somebody always asked... Somebody asked, like, how they pronounced the name of the album, Junta.
Mm-hmm.
And they spelled it out Jasmine.
Hmm.
I thought that was funny.
And not Anus?
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody asked why I always used to abbreviate things Anus, and I don't remember.
No, you...
Just something to talk about while I was writing shit down.
Because you will never understand the way we rock. We don't even understand the way we rock.
That's the truth. Cyber34 says, what do you think about the idea of pulling a harvest moon and have only new or have only certain new optional zones accessible during different times of the year? I mean, aftercore content. Like, only during winter you could go on the sea and fish at some of the Eskimo holes and other wacky ideas. Eskimo holes.
Okay. Another Eskimo pie.
Speaking of which, I got this idea for the next movie out of our porn studio.
Eskimo holes?
Yeah.
I think Eskimo pie holes.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Who would you do for a Klondike bar?
She who'd do anything for a Klondike, and me, I'd do anything for a Blondike. Thank you, Kanye West.
Why would he do anything for a Blondike?
Because apparently he decided that calling women bitches was too degrading, so he uses dyke instead.
Wait, is calling somebody a dyke degrading?
Maybe he decided that calling people bitches was too hard to rhyme.
Oh.
So, yeah, he uses dyke pretty much exclusively.
He could have consulted Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Witches, bitches, stitches,
britches.
Yeah, you know, he could make it about baseball. It's like pitches.
Hmm. The better Klondike line is... Some would do anything for a Klondike. I'd do anything for a girl who's Christina Milian-like.
Hmm.
That's quality rhymage right there.
Is that a serious...
Yeah, that's one of his other lyrics.
Who is that woman?
She's a model.
I see.
Kind of hot.
It's weird. I keep seeing references to, like, attractive women that it's like it I'm supposed to know who they are, but I don't.
Huh. You can put Milian into your Google image search and you'll pull up plenty of Christina Milian.
Milian?
Yeah.
Let's see.
She's one named Milian. Oh! Yeah. Why is my safe search back on Google?
Well, I, she's got kind of a, like, Tila Tequila creepy alien look going.
Giant head with eyeballs really far apart. That kind of look.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it on this girl.
So you would rather have a Klondike?
I don't know. I don't actually like Klondike bars or Eskimo pies. I would much rather have just like a cheap grocery store ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, because what they make, the whatever they make the bread of the ice cream sandwich out of is something that is not found in any other foodstuff.
Yeah. And the cheap grocery store ones are like the sort of chewiest.
Yeah, spongy and chewy and sticks to the back of your teeth.
Because you get the expensive ones and it's like hard cookies. Yeah. And I don't want that shit.
No, you want it to be all squishy.
Yeah. Man, I should go get some of those.
Gleeb says, energy drinks in KOL are A, MP restorers, or B, spleen-hitting PvP fight granders. Is that what Red Minotaur does?
I don't remember what Red Minotaur does. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Red Minotaur and the Haterade was the...
Yeah,
that was,
but the Gatorade's so not an energy drink, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think the requirements for energy drink is must taste like ass, must be
carbonated. I feel like Red Bull was sort of the only energy drink there was when we started working on this.
Yeah, and that was before there was a whole section in the cooler at the convenience store. Explosion.
I still just sort of, I've never had a Red Bull. I've never had any energy drink.
I have had a single Red Bull, and it was my first and last.
Like, I tasted a sip of somebody's Red Bull and vodka, like, a few years ago, and I'm like, that was fucking disgusting.
Pretty much.
I don't get it. You know, like, if I want caffeine, I'll just drink some coffee, because that's pretty good. And, you know, a lot of people know how to make it, and it's cheap. And, like, you know, it tastes kind of good. Yeah. I guess I don't get my taurine or.
Apparently, taurine acts
grind
like
up Sudafed into that shit or.
In decent doses.
In what? It
taurine
does what?
Is actually a sedative in any kind of meaningful dose.
You know what I kind of want to try is that drank.
Right.
Some sort of purple anti-energy drink.
Yeah. It's supposed to replicate the effect of combining Phenergan, which is an anti-nausea drug, with codeine cough syrup, which is what, I guess, rappers drink. Like, Lil Wayne drinks himself some of that stuff, and it's called Drank.
Yeah, yeah. Although I was under the impression that Drank was their word for, like, the sort of dextromethorphan abuse, just like Robitussin.
Oh, that's what I meant. DXM plus Phenergan.
Okay.
Equals drank.
Codeine cough syrup, although I've only ever used it when I was, like, actually sick enough and in enough pain to need it,
mm-hmm.
Like, that's some pretty remarkable shit.
Yeah.
I could definitely see how somebody could develop a problem.
I just find it interesting that it doesn't... It just makes you forget to cough. Pretty much. It doesn't... Unless it has another ingredient in it, it doesn't actually do anything about your cough. It just makes you forget to cough.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty...
Not aware of it. I mean, DXM actually acts on your brain and suppresses the cough reflex. Which is why it's like...
Which is disturbing, but I guess any painkiller just makes you forget that you hurt.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not aware that you have to cough, you don't cough. Although, you know... Sometimes you need to cough so that you don't drown in your own mucus.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, kids.
Yeah.
Write that down.
See? Jimi Hendrix should have listened to me. Mm. We've outlived all those rock stars by a pretty significant margin.
Yeah.
We're 5 years on past Joplin and Hendrix and Jim Morrison.
How old is Cobain?
Same thing. They were all 27, I think.
Hmm. Oh, that's one of those things, like, they were all 27, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, kind of coincidental.
Yeah.
What are other famous musicians that died young? Like, I feel like if you come up with, like, two counterexamples.
Mozart? Then, like,
hmm?
Mozart?
Did Mozart die young?
Yeah, he died young, but I don't know how old he was when he died.
Huh. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Consumption.
Wikipedia will tell us.
Super Monkey Man says, peaches and herbs can't be mixed. As a disco bandit, how am I supposed to shake my groove thing?
Well, that's true.
I don't know anything about peaches and herb.
Peaches and herb. And they did some Reunited and It Feels So Good is the only song of theirs that I know.
That doesn't sound like a that didn't sound like a groove thing shaken kind of thing.
Okay.
Now, Fuck the Pain Away by Just Peaches. That's a good song.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't think she's the same woman.
No, she's definitely not. Cyber34 says, I don't think I've ever mentioned it, but I've listened to every single radio show you guys have done that's been uploaded somewhere. It's really great listening to while grinding in MMOs or working out at the gym. Really, you're that funny to merit listening to all of it. I've even started going back to some shows and listening to them twice. Sweet.
Wow, thanks, dude.
Severus says, when fighting the warty pirate, one of the hit messages has you naming various folk cures for warts, and one of these is duct tape with a K. Shouldn't it be duct tape? Since even the duct tape you get from the ducks is duct tape and not duct tape.
Really? Wow. Yeah, that's something I want to fix.
Yeah. I don't remember who wrote the warty pirate. Listen, I don't think that I would have ever... last. Cough reflex. Had something going on for the last, like, 2 weeks where I just, like, I'm not really swallowing, but I'm swallowing wrong somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just some spit will just pour down into my lungs. Just for fun. Just hang out down there with all the other spit from the last couple of weeks. Like, hey guys, what are you doing? Taking up space that valuable oxygen should be in, huh? Yeah, me too. This rules.
Because you over excite your salivary glands with all them cigars.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Skullhead is not a trained medical professional.
Is that actually a thing, or did you just make that up? Right.
I just
now?
Made that up. I know.
Vineldar says, "Is the hobo Kobo a hobo code binder? Can't you just say hobo code binder and not sound like a douchebag?"
We can. You can't.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take advice on not sounding like a douchebag from Vineldar.
First Boy on the Moon says, I bought some shochu at a local liquor store. It pretty much tasted like vodka, maybe a little like sake, which is odd since the shochu was made from barley. I'll have to try some. I encountered that yet again at a sushi place. So I went my entire life without ever having heard of shochu, and then when I put it in the game, then apparently you had just tried some, and it was on sale at the sushi place.
Huh. I wonder if it's one of those things like tilapia that suddenly is everywhere, and it's like, what? What are you talking about? This is just a thing that people eat. It's always been here. Except they don't always give you shochu with crushed up Doritos all over it.
Is that the only way to serve tilapia?
It's what it looks like.
Tilapia cookbook is real short and brought to you by Frito-Lay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you gotta do something with the bottom of the bag of Doritos. I just drink it.
Well, yeah. Well, at the bottom of any snacking container, there's going to be some flotsam and jetsam that you just got to drink. The bottom of the bag of pretzels is always painful, but in a good way.
I don't really just salt. Pour that all into my... I lick my... You lick your finger, stick it in the salt, and then give yourself a mouthful of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Raisin says, there should be more JFK references in Degrassi Knoll. No.
Because JFK was blown away, and what else do I have to say?
Yeah, nothing, really. We don't want to start that particular fire.
Yeah, I was going to say, guess how much of a penchant for arson I have.
Next clan dungeon, he also said, should be a time dungeon to revisit old content minus the loot. That's, if we were to ever do that, we would probably not do it as a clan dungeon, because People shouldn't have to pay for that shit.
It's funny that if we ever did something that substantially used old content, we would have to go to the KOL wiki.
Yeah.
To figure out what that content was.
Yeah. A lot of it is still in there, but there were so many versions of things from all the like early iterations of the combat system and stuff. Like, all the adventures are still there, but there's no real indication of where they were.
Yeah.
Nightball says, don't change the fish riddles! But they suck. They don't suck.
They've never done you wrong before.
Zim 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 says, the glass of orange juice cannot be pickpocketed even if you have initiative. Is this intentional? You know, I, for some reason, when I put, when I set up pickpocketing in the beginning, I made it so you could not pickpocket bosses. And I don't know why I did that. Because I later added another means by which we could stop important quest items from being pickpocketed and fucking up the sort of logic that would result in you doing it and then not killing the boss. And yeah. So when I made the auto attack change today, I also just made it so you can pickpocket bosses, because I was testing it and I'm like, wait, why the fuck isn't this working? Oh yeah, there's code in here that just makes it so you can't pickpocket bosses.
Hmm.
Almost nothing on bosses can be pickpocketed, so don't get too excited. So it's not like, but we reserve the right to do it in the future. Ted Rattlesnake says, I had a dream where people were chucking babies out of a third story window, and I don't know if I was evil or good, but which ones we caught and which ones we let splat had a profound impact on the success of the good and evil campaigns. Did you ever play that Bouncing Babies game?
Yeah, it's an old C64 game, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My version of it was like just a 4-color CGI graphic PC game.
Yeah.
Very simple game. It was, you know.
Very simple game that got impossible really quickly.
Yes, it
did. Once you had three of them going, it would take hours of study to be able to even get through a level. And once the game requires you to memorize patterns and play them over and over until you get them perfect, I'm just kind of done with the game.
Yeah. That and Hard Hat Harry.
Hard Hat Harry? Is it related to Leisure Suit Larry?
Yes. I don't know. He worked at a construction site. But it was the world's most dangerous construction site. There were runaway jackhammers. There were birds that would knock your ass off the building.
Hmm.
He should have sued.
Ragib says, any chance of a plush saber-tooth lime? I'd buy it. What is the 20 on the plush stuff?
I don't know. You know, we've been messing around with some prototypes here and there, and the toy company that we want to work with, they kind of operate the way we do, so it's, you know, frequently just months will go by and nobody will do anything.
You know, it seems like almost everybody we get merchandise through, that happens. Like the glassware, remember, they just kind of vanished for a month or so. And we had to threaten to go somewhere else before they finally got back in touch with us.
I guess I didn't know about that story. I know we've gone through multiple shirt printers because those fuck-ups. Sorry, we're too high to answer the phone right now, man, but call back later, the same shit will happen again for like a month. No, dude, Dave's not here. Should we break it?
Should we
break a leg?
Sure. We'll be back in approximately 15.
Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. And baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share. And because when the shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Took an old promise to stick it out till the end. But now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella. Under my umbrella. These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity. Here for infinity. When the world has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Now because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. You know I promised to get out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, yeah, eh. Under my umbrella. Come into me, there's no distance in between our love. So go let the rain pour, I'll be all you need and more. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be friends. Took an old promise to get out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. Well, you can stand under my umbrella. Oh no, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh baby, come into me. Come into me. Oh, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh, come into me. Come into me.
Baby, don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how. And hey, 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 you think you got it, and oh, you think you got it, but God, I just don't get it till there's nothing at all. We get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say that nothing is forever, oh, the woman, the woman, the woman, the woman, the woman's love, the exceptions. Why, oh, 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 why, oh A few seconds here. Don't make me break it down for nothing. I wanna see you all on your all's baddest behavior. Lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Sense won't like this song.
and didn't quit. And I ran the same place. Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So lady, yeah, lady, yeah, if you want more than I'm a shady, yeah, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back.
Straight.
of seconds left before I sounded like a total jerk again.
What was that?
Before I ran out of music. And the music just stopped, and there was silence, and people writing saying, OMG, silence. And me going, silence, and it's silence. Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Mm.
I averted that cat ass trophy.
You know, I very much prefer the original version of Hey Ya to that version, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, Hey Ya is already really pretty, you know? And I feel like without, like, it really loses something without the keyboard part.
Well, there's just not enough. The song isn't complex enough, I think, to stand being slowed down like that. Like, half of what makes the song a good song is the tempo and that drum beat. That's what I would say.
I mean, I feel it's got, you know, it's got a lot of harmony.
Yeah, well, like, lyrically, though.
Well, sure, yeah.
Fellas like Cooler Than Me and Cool Ice Cold, you know. Emoting the heck out of that is kind of funny, but it doesn't have the staying power then. Like, I love that Umbrella cover. I keep coming back to it.
Yeah, it's still, I haven't heard the original.
Yeah.
And you know, I as much as I like Jonathan Colton now, I still don't like that cover.
Hmm.
I feel like that's just the weakest thing that I've heard of him.
Huh.
And so I told it goodbye.
Because it was the weakest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You are the weakest pop culture referencer. Goodbye.
Anything exciting happened during the break?
You have the exciting life of the domestic American male.
Okay.
I took out a whole bunch of trash and recycling, because tomorrow is trash and recycling day. And I kept my wife in.
I forgot to take out my trash last night, so I took it out this morning on my way to work. I got to work at like 9 o'clock today. Huh. I don't know what the fuck. I've been getting up all early.
Yeah, my unofficial week-long or 10-day-long hiatus from work will be over starting tonight. So
starting an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. Like, my dad and I were demolishing a failed bathroom in the basement and making a real bathroom. So we had
was the bathroom failure from before your own or someone else's?
It was someone else's. They had pretty much just kind of shoved a sink and a toilet in this, like, little room that was plywood on three walls and concrete and cinder block, the external wall of the house on the other wall.
They didn't hook them up to any plumbing or anything?
No, they were hooked up to plumbing, but, like, we had to demolish the toilet to get the drain pipe in, and, yeah, it was just kind of a mess, this little room. So we'd tore down some walls and put up some new walls in different places. And that whole thing took most of the week. And it seemed like I only had 2 or 3 hours a day where I wasn't doing that.
So I was thinking, I saw this thing on Boing Boing, which you may have seen, about the bathroom system where wastewater from the sink and from the shower goes into a tank in the wall that's used to flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Seems really reasonable. Right? I mean, that seems like why would anyone have a problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seems like it'd save a tremendous amount of water. And I got to thinking that so much of the reason that things work the way that they do is because they were designed before there were electric pumps.
Huh.
Right? Like, everything, all of the plumbing in the house is gravity driven.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Every single thing. Which, you know what I don't understand? Is actually, how does the water get upstairs? Is there... I mean, they keep the whole system under pressure. Like, how does hot water get upstairs? I guess, is my question. Does the water heater generate its own pressure on the outgoing hot water line?
I think it would have to.
Because it would, right? I mean, if it's hot, it would... Because if it was using the native water pressure from the system, it seems like the water would not be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried that the plumbing in my house is gonna just dissolve and totally destroy my house.
Is it all iron?
It's copper, but there we had one, just a pinhole leak in the ceiling downstairs that just, you know, water's dripping out of the ceiling. And one of the pipes just, there was a hole in it. It's not like, you know, something happened to it. It's just, and it's like, how many times does that have to happen? And like, you know, how many places could that happen that would just require huge amounts of additional work to actually get at it and fix it? I don't know.
Our house has a lot of iron piping. It's like half copper and half iron, and so there are some places where the water pressure isn't what it should be because the iron pipe is just halfway clogged with crap.
My plumbing in my old house was half iron, half wine, and like the water was really pretty, but it came out really, really slow and just no pressure at all.
Right. Yeah.
The mail, however, was delivered very quickly. Far more enthusiastically than the water.
There's some sort of Jesus joke in there, but I'm not getting there.
There's some sort of Jesus Jones in there. Oh, on Saturday I actually did a bunch of stuff. Saturday morning, I installed a ceiling fan to replace a destroyed, not destroyed, but a broken ceiling fan.
That's good.
I had an electrician do some stuff in the house like last week, and I said, "Hey, can you fix this ceiling fan?" And he was like, "I can fix it, but it would cost more than it would cost you to just buy another one."
Yeah, ceiling fans are not the most expensive thing in the world.
And he was like, it was also out in my little smoking patio outside the bedroom, and he was like, "Yeah, they should not have used an indoor ceiling fan out here." He's like, "If it's no wonder that stopped working because it's not designed for the dust." And so, yeah, I got an outdoor ceiling fan, hung that up, and I had him put in a separate switch for the ceiling fan and the light. On the ceiling fan, so I could get a fan with a light. But then the fan was one of those fancy ones that came with, like, the switch that you could turn it on to different speeds and turn the lights on independently and stuff. But it required you to put a transceiver thing in line with the fan that there was just no way that was going into the ceiling that the fan was hanging on. So because of that, there's no way to adjust the speed of the fan, which is a little frustrating. You would think that they would design that transceiver such that it would go inside the fan.
How big is it? Is it huge? Or
it's like 1.5 times the size of a deck of cards, I would say. And it's just because of the... It's on like a... just like there's just almost no space between the ceiling and the roof. In this, because it's like an outdoor ceiling, right? It's not like the inside of the house would be where there's actual crawl space and stuff. So it sucks. But I can turn the light and the fan on independently. It's just that the fan is always on whatever speed it's on by default, which is probably the highest speed.
You know, even after watching my dad do the electricity in this new bathroom and watching someone do the electricity in my office, the way that you make a light work on a switch is still just fucking voodoo to me. I've seen diagrams and I've watched people do it, and I still don't understand how you, like, you run some wire over to the switch and you change the color and run it back to the thing. And I have no idea. It's one of the few things that I've done or seen done in the house that is not gonna happen. I'm not gonna be able to do again.
I have trouble with the logistics of, like, how you actually get the wire from one place to another, you know, without just destroying your entire house.
Well, like, you make a hole, you put the wire up in there, and you fish it through with fishing tape.
I see.
And you mine it through with mining tape. If you're going across beams, then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
That's a little more difficult.
Yeah, the guy who set this up had to drill. He also... For some reason, all of the exterior outlets and the lights and the fan out on my patio and one of the outlets in the bedroom were on the same circuit as, like, a bathroom that had a bunch of those ground fault interrupt switches so that you don't get killed by a radio in the bathtub anymore.
Right.
So, because of that, you're not really supposed to do anything else with that circuit. And that the reason we brought him out there in the first place is because that thing had gone bad, apparently, but it was just causing all these weird electrical problems other places in the house because, you know, like, my wife's computer was plugged into the same circuit, and my lights outdoors were in the same circuit, so it was, like, just randomly would stop working.
Uh-huh.
Turns out you have to hit this button in the bathroom to get the lights to come back on, you know, 30 feet away.
Yeah, there's something like that where the reset breaker for my garage is in the office. So if the garage door won't open, that's where it goes. It's a lot easier to put to run electricity when you haven't put up drywall yet. So I encourage you to just not put up drywall in the places where you want to fix your electric.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or just, like I said, tear down all the drywall that's already there. Alibit 15 says, currently the iceberg wood items are remolded in a specific pattern, while the other three moldables have no such pattern. Is there a reason for this? Could there be a way to pick pre-ascension whether the item will mold in a pattern or randomly? Well, okay, so the iceberglet initially cost a turn to squeeze.
Yeah.
So that we wanted it to be reliable. The other ones did not. The second one we did, we were like, it shouldn't cost a turn. It'll just do some damage, but we'll do it randomly so that, you know, maybe you have to heal up or maybe you end up getting beaten up if you have to do it too many times or whatever. And then we removed the adventure requirement from the iceberg lid, but didn't change the code otherwise. So that's why that's like that.
Yeah, so then we really should just put it in a sequence because otherwise people will just have to sit there for no reason clicking and clicking.
But that's the reason. I mean, do you think they should all be in a sequence rather than make... Because right now, three of them are random and one of them is in a sequence.
Oh, I see. No, I think they should all be in a sequence if there's no cost to squeezing them.
Yeah, there's the damage cost. That's the thing. Which is why we did them randomly. I don't know. This is also the first time anybody's ever said anything about it, so we could probably just, leave it where it was and it'd be fine.
Yeah, I think the best action is pretty much usually... More action. No action. Inaction.
More action. The best action is more action.
Yes. That sounds like one of those stupid Chuck Norris facts or something. Chuck Norris believes the best action is more action.
Mm-hmm. Are you drinking beer?
I sure am.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
Newcastle.
Let's see.
Newcastle. I am evolved slightly more so that they're people instead of things.
Oh, I see.
Not.
It's not that it's harder to recognize the gender of the males.
Yeah. Actually, I...
They don't have penises.
I wrote the female one first, and then I realized that it was wrong-headed and antiquated of me to refer to people with gender pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote the two frat boy ones, and then I realized that was a bunch of crap.
Right. Enter the Wampa says, are the DVDs ready to be shipped out? I ordered mine the minute I saw it. Can't wait to hear Jick making fun of a bunch of different ethnicities. I don't really make fun of any ethnicities. Gay, Mormon, and retarded are not a one of them is an ethnicity. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, since you guys seem to be in a sort of self-critical phase, we're in a self-destruct phase, man. Would you consider changing the mechanic by which the knob lab key drops? Yes, Dr. Van Van Mojo, and all it takes is for you to write a novel in the forums about it. Anyway, to answer the question about the DVDs, they are not actually in our hands yet. Somebody else asked a question about the 4 to 6 weeks and whether that's a real thing or like an edge case. The 4 to 6 weeks is there so that no matter what it is that we're selling, if we have to reorder it from scratch, we can get it, and it won't take any longer than that. So basically, we took the sort of longest manufacturing cycle of anything that we had in the store. I mean, except for something like the calendar or whatever, obviously. The DVD is probably going to show up this week, maybe next week, and then they'll go out. But the proofs were approved and everything. So yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I'll send you a box of them.
I just want to see the thing.
Yeah, it's weird that... I wonder if Hot Stuff... I bet he did. I bet he ripped it to iPhone format or whatever, because he's been doing that to everything, because it looks decent. You can watch it on a screen here. Okay. He's got a drive filled with, like, TV shows and movies and stuff that he's ripped from DVDs here, and you don't really notice the... You don't really notice it being bad quality when it's in that sort of resolution. TV is not that good a quality to begin with.
I bet
there was a copy of it that could be converted to something that could be sent to you if you just wanted to see it. You wouldn't have all the special features.
Yeah.
So you can probably just wait. Also, this is only going to be a few more days.
I don't know what resolution 16x9 TVs are. Like, regular, your basic square TV is 640x480, you know?
No, I think that like an old TV is like 300x100 or something like it's something terrible. An HD TV is either 780 or 720 or 1080.
Yeah.
Right. Wide by whatever, that times 9/16. But yeah. And then the I and the P is whether it's interlaced or not. Or some shit. Progressive scan or interlaced.
Yeah, my TV is a 720p, and I don't care that it's not a 1080i.
Mm.
I kept hearing that...
Do you actually have, like, a flat screen TV?
Yeah, we just got one of the... It's a 32-inch with the 16x9 ratio.
Cool. Yeah. I still just, you know, like... Front projection TVs are so much nicer than they used to be, and they are so cheap compared to plasma and LCD TVs, that I just don't, I understand it's, I can't, like, hang it on the wall, and that's a downside, but, like, you know, I could just pretend like I have a living room from 10 years ago where you need to have some space on the floor for your TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. I mean, because, like, I would much rather have, like, twice as big of a TV for the same price.
Yeah, you know? For us, we have that entertainment center,
mm-hmm.
and the biggest thing that would fit in there was the 32-inch rectangular one.
Right.
So that was fine, because that kind of limited the amount of money we would spend on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got, like, a decent quality 32-inch, and it made a huge difference for, you know, like a 30-inch square versus a 32-inch. Rectangle.
Yeah.
As far as watching movies and stuff. And we watched the Super Bowl in eye-popping HD.
Yeah, my wife watched the Super Bowl in eye-popping HD. I just continued to not give a shit about football.
I was interested that the Cardinals were in the Super Bowl, because, I mean, what the hell?
Riff had moved here from Pittsburgh, and his dad was like, so you got any, like, split loyalty issues? And Riff was like, what?
I think that would be more split apathy.
Yeah. He doesn't know which team to care about less. Glitterboy says, there actually was a men's studies class at my college. I didn't take it because the first semester it was offered was the semester after I graduated.
That's just how the women keep the man down.
Let's see. Gin and Tonic says, best adventure name ever, No Country Music for Old Men. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Those were fun.
Dr. Van Ven Mojo says, is it just me, or does the Seal Clipper epic weapon Bjorn's Hammer actually sound more epic than the legendary epic Hammer of Smiting? Yeah. Maybe once that's all done, we'll reconsider the naming conventions on those.
Hey, when is that going to be? No, never mind.
Like, significant work is being done all the time on it. Like, it's just crazy big at this point. It looks like it's going to be fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of looking forward to, like, what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to, all right, Riff writes all the stuff, have C.D. Moyer actually implement it so that I get to play it.
Yeah, it'll be kind of groovy.
Yeah. I have to draw it all, though, so it's not like it'll be exciting. Not Snuff Style 420 says, how about a game of 20 questions for trophy number 68? I'm not gonna promise that I'm going to actually answer any of these accurately. Number one, is it qualifiable from the inventory? Telling you that would be a huge way of narrowing down the possibility space, so I'm not going to tell you that. Number two, has it gotten through an adventure? Same way. Number three, does it have a curly mustache? Yes. Number four, can someone get it in Hardcore or Bad Moon? Yes. So this is some actual information. Number five, does it hang low, wobble to and fro? And number six, can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow or throw it over your shoulder? Yes, but only if you are dressed as a Continental Soldier.
Yes.
Number seven, does it concern content introduced with NS-13? It itself was rolled with NS-13, but that's all I'm going to say. Number eight, could a new account get this trophy on their first day? Again, providing some actual information, yes. Number nine, in the event of an emergency, can it be used as a flotation device? Number ten, does it have kung fu grip? Number 11, does it have to do with the number 11, 23, or 37? No, no, no. Is it the other white meat? Is it better than Michael Bay doing a remake horror film? Has Michael Bay done anything good? Are you looking?
Let me look.
Number 15, is it ready to rock? Yes, very much so. Number 16, is it biodegradable? Yes, very much so. Number 17, can it be done in less than three adventures? Not going to say. 18, if someone were able to keep it a secret, would you spoil it to them? No. Number 19, is it really my distant relative who recently died and left his wealth off being an African prince to me as long as I give him all my personal info? Yes.
Truly.
Number 20 says, do you think that Trophy 68 is smart enough that it could find itself without spoilers? No. Has Michael Bay done anything good?
He did one of Meatloaf's music videos.
Sweet!
I enjoyed The Rock.
Negative? Did you do The Rock? I never saw The Rock.
It's fun.
I remember like a globe of some sort of green poison bouncing.
Like, my hatred of Nicolas Cage was balanced and overwhelmed by my enjoyment of Sean Connery.
I had some argument with somebody. Maybe it was Hot Stuff. Why does everybody hate Nicolas Cage?
He's a terrible actor.
No, he's not. He's awesome.
Huh. That's an interesting incorrect statement.
Oh, really?
Did you watch the highlights from their remake of Wicker Man?
No.
I will say he is capable of being a good actor, but most of the time his acting is of Shatnerian quality.
Are you one of those people who doesn't like Face Off?
No, I liked Face Off.
Okay, good.
But Nicolas Cage was terrible in it. He was just terrible in an entertaining way.
Oh, come on.
He's
what
worse.
About Matchstick Men? Matchstick Men is a really good
man. He's worse. He's almost worse when he's in a serious movie. Like, there was Bringing Out the Dead. It's a movie where he's an ambulance driver. And every scene, he was either eyes wide, totally insane guy, or completely dead zombie guy. And he would just alternate between those two facial expressions for the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was terrible, and I hate him for it. But yeah, I like The Rock. I actually didn't mind Armageddon. Just watched that again recently. I mean, it's preposterous.
I still
and stupid,
haven't seen
it. It was fun. He did.
Was Nicolas Cage in Armageddon?
No.
But it was a Michael Bay.
It was a Michael Bay production. The first two-thirds of Transformers was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I honestly did not think that Transformers was that bad of a movie. It was just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, I got about a half an hour in, and I was like, wow. There has not been a single really stupid line of dialogue yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe this is not terrible. That girl was hot.
Very. Now, the problem with Transformers was they redesigned the robots so that when they're transformed, there's, like, vast expanses of gleaming metal and then a couple of color cues as to which robot it is. And so most of the time, you just can't fucking tell if that's Megatron or Optimus Prime, and that's just bad design.
Yeah, and with you know, CG, you know, we've had this discussion a bunch of times on previous shows, but CG allows people to make action sequences that are way, way longer than an action sequence remains interesting.
Right.
And so it's like...
You should see Taken, by the way.
Should I?
Yeah, it was, speaking of action sequences, it was one of the rare action movie where the action sequences were just long enough. Didn't really just beat you over the head with it. And it was pretty much like 20 minutes of exposition and then just Liam Neeson just chewing through bad guys until he got to the end and got his daughter back.
Sorry. Yeah, it seems like it sort of had it looked like a movie that was going to be like the two ingredients that made Man on Fire, but in opposite proportions.
Uh-huh.
And with a white guy instead of a black guy. And I don't know if he's drunk all the time.
No, he's focused on his task.
Did you like Man on Fire?
I didn't see Man on Fire.
You should. It's really good.
I prefer to light a man on fire so he'll only be warm for an hour instead of being warm for the rest of his life.
It's sort of got a lot of plot to make you sort of care about this kid who then gets kidnapped and then is it Denzel Washington? Denzel Washington spends the rest of the movie just fucking people up.
Mm-hmm.
To rescue the kid. Yeah. It's this sort of like, you know, nerd revenge fantasy writ large. Drongo says, longish idea suggestion coming up. And he talks about, in a recent show, we were talking about Sinclair Spectrum computers and also mentioned that we were looking for mechanics for the Mist Sign Quest. He says, did you guys ever play the Hobbit text adventure, or was that just a UK thing? He talks about how, like, NPCs will come in and do stuff for you from time to time. Hmm. I did not play the Hobbit one, but the first PC that I got, my dad brought it home, and he had picked up the Fellowship of the Ring, which I think was also a Magnetic Scrolls text adventure. It was by the same people. It was interesting because you could become any character that was in the scene.
Hmm.
And like some of them could do stuff that, you know, so there were like multi-person puzzles in the game. It was impossible. Like I was terrible at games like that anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'd play through the beginning. It had a feature where you could start halfway through it, which was sort of interesting.
Hmm.
You could start like in Rivendell.
Huh.
And I don't remember what happened after Rivendell in Fellowship.
It would be more interesting if they had a feature where you could start in Narnia.
Yeah.
Or in Xanadu.
Yeah. I remember anytime anybody killed anybody in that game, it says, with one swift blow, X cleaves Y's skull.
Yeah.
So you could, like, you know, you could tell Sam to kill you, and he would. And it would say, with one swift blow, Sam cleaves your skull.
Okay.
And anytime Boromir was around, he had like a 1 in 3 chance of winding his war horn. Boromir winds his war horn. And when I was younger, I thought it was he winds his war horn. So I always thought of Boromir's war horn as like a phonograph.
Yeah, like having a crank on it.
Yeah.
I think up until now, I didn't know that you said wind instead of wind. I thought it was still wind, but it just meant to blow into it.
I mean, I'm assuming it's... Like, I don't think anybody told me that. I think I sort of figured it out. I'm like, wow, what the fuck was I thinking before? But I'm just assuming that you can use wind as a verb. Like,
but I do think of... I still kind of think of Boromir's horn as, like, the old school alarm that you power by...
Right.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a motorcycle. Because my voice doesn't go high enough to make it sound like an alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. Look out, everybody. It's a motorcycle. Elroy Jetson says, love songs that you can only sing to yourself? What's up with that? They're all by the Divinals.
Yeah. They're love songs that you can only listen to yourself. It's not that you're... Yeah. I don't know. Or look at the sheet music and hear it play in your head. It's a goofy mechanism, but it would have been goofier if so you take the sheet music and find a band to sing the song for you.
Right. It's
been a little goofier.
Linguini Led says, what's wrong with getting to smoke stuff in this game? We get to not smoke the not a pipe. Exactly.
Not smoking things is fine. not smoking.
Webcam says, who would win in a fight, Andy Dick or a 12-year-old girl? What's your take on Andy Dick?
As advertised.
Oh, I see.
I can't decide if he is a total douchebag or he thinks he's Andy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just doing this whole total douchebag shtick. And it's all very ironic. But I think he's just a total douchebag. I'm glad that.
What do you think about Joaquin Phoenix? Do you think he's faking it?
Well, yeah. That's The Onion AV Club. One of their bloggers is following that. And he's making a mock documentary about his career as a rap artist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's totally just.
I mean, he's not making it. Somebody else is making it.
Yeah, but he's playing a character for this mock documentary that's going
to. Are you sure, though? Are you sure somebody didn't just decide to chronicle him actually going crazy?
No. No, nobody. No, he's not actually going crazy.
Okay.
There are shots and videos of him breaking character.
I see.
So, yeah, it's a publicity thing.
Yeah, the David Letterman interview was kind of hard to watch.
That's one of those things that, like, hearing Andy Kaufman's stuff described is always entertaining, but I think to actually be there to watch it would have been just supremely irritating because the joke was always on the audience.
Yeah.
Like, if you had been the guy who bought tickets to see him live at that college.
Read The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. You'd probably be pretty pissed.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you'd been at that concert where the Aphex Twin guy just spent the entire show with disc sander pads on turntables, scratching sandpaper.
Or the one where Modest Mouse just spent the entire show screaming into their pickups.
No, wait, that was an actual Modest Mouse show. They weren't doing a stunt.
Apparently he did a lot of cocaine in the early days and mid days of Modest Mouse. I don't know.
I saw Elliot Smith in the same place, and then he stabbed himself in the heart. And I was kind of hoping that the Modest Mouse guy would follow suit.
Right.
But then I was like kind of not hoping that, because then the Proclaimers would have to stab themselves in the heart.
Right.
Because just everyone that I see at Nita's Hideaway stabs himself in the heart.
That would have taken out Roger Klein for me. That would be unfortunate.
Yeah?
That would be like a sizable chunk of my music collection that wouldn't exist.
I saw a bunch of random DJs there. I think those are the only, like, Elliot Smith, Modest Mouse, and the Proclaimers are the only, like, acts that I can remember their names that I saw there. You know, that place was cool, but it's probably not as cool as I remember it.
No, it was every bit as cool as you remember it. It was a really
Bandersnatch. The Bandersnatch Brewery was definitely as good as I remember it, and I still just, every time I see it, just having sat fucking empty with nothing done with it or the land for the last 3 years, I am just kind of furious.
Yeah, Nita's Hideaway is that way now. It's been
what
empty.
Is?
Nita's Hideaway, when they moved,
mm-hmm.
they moved and then got fucked by their landlord, and that building's just been sitting empty for 5 years now, I think.
The world is moving on, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah.
And why won't it get off our lawns?
I don't know. Savalt says, can we have some sort of special message for / Count Blessings or / Count Dracula? That's kind of funny.
Dr. Acula.
/ Count Brochula should give you something, too.
False Brochula.
I'm not letting that go.
No, I know, because it's one of those things that's super funny. And it's super funny in a really frustrating way, because you know that you're never going to be able to explain to someone how funny it was.
Right.
Like, it's just not the kind of thing you can really share after the fact. I always hate it when I say funny things like that, you know, because I'm like, God damn it. Never going to be able to tell anybody that story without looking like an asshole.
But you're going to do it anyway, and you're going to watch them get more and more bored, and you're going to keep explaining it as they get more and more bored and not be able to stop. That's generally how I go.
Yeah. And maybe you'll start laughing in the middle of it.
Right. Yeah. As beads of sweat come nervously out on your brow.
Fred Levi says, hey, Jick and or Jick's friends, do you have a favorite Disney movie? None of those lower quality direct-to-video deals. We're talking about theatrical animated canon here, from Snow White in 1937 to Bolt in 2008. Surely you have one you and or you guys like the most. Fucking Tron.
Yeah.
Like, miles ahead of the pack.
Tron was a little boring when I saw it again, I gotta say.
I still like it.
I enjoyed it, but
I didn't actually see it as a kid, so, like...
Yeah. I enjoyed it when I saw it again, but I did think it was... The pacing was a little slack. It was... But I enjoyed it. It was awfully cool. My wife, not so much. She just... She was just bored out of her gourd. Yeah, I'll take some crap for saying this, but Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I remember really liking it when I watched it, because it was, like, sort of dark, you know?
Uh-huh.
That I, in a way that I haven't seen. I mean, The Lion King is good.
Yeah. Remember when we went to see
my wife
Aladdin
got me
in high school?
A cell from Tron.
That's cool.
On the wall. I can see it from where I'm sitting right now. It's like Sark from the scene where he gets the disc across the head and his brain's all oozing out of the top.
Whoa.
I don't know what this thing is exactly. I think it is like, it's like an overlay that they put on to like color him and all of the parts of this that are black or where the computer rendered backgrounds go on it or something.
Were there computer rendered backgrounds in Tron?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there,
I thought
there were,
a lot of that was straight up normal animation.
No, that was like the first movie where there was that extensive actual computer animation in it. Like, it probably took a long, long time for each of those frames to render, you know, the way the modern CG does, you know, and whereas a $5 video card could do that now. But
you know what I want to see again? The Last Starfighter.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
I found it for like $6 at like a Borders, and so I bought it, and it kind of holds up, you know. Yeah. It's still, you know, I mean, that video game still looks cool.
Right.
I'd play that shit.
What else we got for questions? Let's do a really qualitative last 5 minutes.
You always say that, and every time you say it, it just puts all this pressure on me that just makes me fail.
So it's me who makes you fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
GigaShadow 555 says, so why can't we use our tongue skills as a buff for other players? Because you...
I thought we were borderline with massaging feet. I still feel a little bit weirded out when I log in and see blah blah has given you a foot massage. But I do like the, I give my mother a foot massage while I give your mother a foot massage.
Yeah. Yep. Ah, God, what is wrong with these people?
Which people?
My Blizzbob.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think I can go out on a quality question, Mr. Scarlett. I think that...
That question is definitely not a quality one.
Yeah. Rotting Flesh says, thank you so much for Slash By. You have to thank C.D. Moyer the way that I do every day.
We don't face east and pray. We face whichever direction C.D. Moyer is from us.
I think he's east of both of us.
Is he? Where does he live?
New York, I think.
Oh, he is, yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
I face northeast.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Dryhead says, what percentage of bug reports come from noobs who don't get the bugbear joke? Just curious. Handful a day of those. Handful a day of misspelled cemetery typo reports. Yeah.
And now screwdriver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruizini says, ever considered elemental currency? Well done meat, frozen meat, oily meat, rancid meat, and bloody meat.
Ew.
Like the flaming troll drops well-done meat and can be spent normally or at a special store. If we had a whole bunch of NPC stores, that would be interesting if the elemental meat, you had to spend less of it to get what you wanted out of that store. But
yeah, but I mean, you're running into some weird arithmetic and stuff. It just kind of gets complicated because you never... If you have meat that can be spent anywhere but it's worth more in certain places, you sort of never know how much spending power you have.
Yeah.
I feel like is a little frustrating. you know, there's hobo nickels. Those are like hobo meat. And there's sand dollars. Those are like wet meat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people want to send love songs like Happy like Candy Hearts. But yeah. That would mean, I think that would have to mean giving them a third function instead of just being able to convey those buffs to other people. So, yeah.
Redundant Swami suggests Froggert's Frosty Folio as a replacement for the Grimoire. Yeah, when Froggert... I refuse to acknowledge the term Froggert, I think.
Right. I prefer, if we're going to refer ironically to frozen yogurt, Froyo.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just one of those super Midwestern things that sounds better with the super Midwestern accent, you know, Froyo.
I would just prefer not to refer to anything like that as, you know, not to refer to it ironically.
That's true.
You know, I don't want to go down to Mickey D's and drink some Sunny D. I still remember this kid in line in front of me in high school ordering Sunny D and the woman behind the counter just staring at him blankly and then him kind of sheepishly saying, yeah, Sunny Delight. I felt so bad for that kid.
I wouldn't feel
and
that.
Given where I was, it took a lot for me to feel so bad for somebody.
Whoa, Swamp Monster says, hey, Jake, did you hear that the doctor who was saying vaccines cause autism made it all up? Yeah, MMR Dr. Andrew Wakefield fixed data on autism. Can we all start vaccinating our goddamn children again, please?
I saw, one thing that I saw was like federal court rejected a lawsuit saying that it was just so implausible that had actually happened.
Despite involving just a dozen children, the 1998 paper's impact was extraordinary. After its publication, rates of inoculation fell from 92% to below 80%.
There are already measles epidemics in the UK.
Yeah. So he had a 12-person sample pool, and then he manipulated his data. So that's a multiple fail. Get your kids shot up with small doses of disease so that they don't get my kids sick.
And somebody kill Jenny McCarthy.
The views expressed by Zach Johnson are not necessarily the views of Asymmetric Publications LLC. Please don't kill Jenny McCarthy.
Menden says, according to Amplitude, you, Jake, ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. Please confirm or deny this rumor. I don't think I'm going to be able to confirm or deny that on my own. You're just going to have to think about it, baby.
There's way too many... There isn't not a dearth of double negatives in that sentence.
Mm-hmm. I've had that song stuck in my head ever since the ski trip.
What song is that?
It's some Misfits song. Huh. Where it's not called I Ain't No Goddamn Son of a Bitch, but that's the chorus.
Huh. I think I'd have to go with... Ugly Kid Joe's The Goddamned Devil, or Don't Say Motherfucker, Motherfucker for gratuitous but entirely appropriate usage of profanity in a song.
Mm-hmm. I hate every motherfucking thing about you, asshole. Yeah, are we done?
Yep, we are done.
Alright!
I'm on next, and... Here's some Kanye West to take us out.
Sweet.
Good night, everybody.